What was happening the last time the Sabres were in the playoffs? It was 2011, and names like Thomas Vanek, Jason Pominville, and Ryan Miller were the heart and soul of the team. The then HSBC Arena was only on its first name change, though that name would only last a few more months. Western New York was just getting to know an oil tycoon named Terry Pegula, who bought the team that February.
Starting today, the Buffalo Sabres' reason for existence will be to win a Stanley Cup.
Most of the players we love today couldn't even drive yet. Rasmus Dahlin just turned 11. Tage Thompson was 13. Zach Benson wasn't even 6. It was a rough time to be a Bills fan. They were about to enter their 13th season without a playoff appearance. They were also wearing those navy blue uniforms that most fans would like to forget. As for the city itself, the transformation of the waterfront had yet to begin. Harbor Center was still 2 years from starting construction, and Seneca One Tower hadn't received its overhaul yet. It was still a drab gray color that blended in perfectly with the skyway and was adorned with the HSBC logo. In politics, Byron Brown was in just his second term as mayor. I'm Lucas Buckley, WBEN.com News.